70 lakeside tonight and partly sunny, very warm and quite humid tomorrow, a high of 88. I might even see a shower or thunderstorm as we head into Friday morning. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Thank you, BT. Right now it's 77 in sunny Kenosha, 72 in sunshine at the Municipal Airport in Burlington, 78 at Mitchell Field and mostly sunny in Milwaukee, and at Racine's WRJN it is sunny and 78 degrees. It is 16 minutes until 9 o'clock on your Wednesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, and he is State Senator Bob Wirch joining us for a community conversation. Good morning, Mr. Senator.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being had. Where are you this morning?
I'm at home. I was in Madison yesterday, but I'm at home today.
Favorite place to go in Madison for dinner is?
Boy, you got me there, because usually around dinner time I'm on the road coming home.
You ever go to?
I'm someone who just only knows the restaurants around the Capitol. I'm kind of a workaholic around there, so I always say if I can't see the Capitol of Madison, I get lost.
Do you ever go to Smokey's?
A long time ago, years and years ago, it was a good experience.
That is a classic Wisconsin Supper Club steakhouse.
Yep.
In Madison. I graduated from the UW.
Oh, yeah, great place to go to school.
Great place to live, great place to work. Not as good as Kenosha or Racine, of course.
Yeah, but I have an opportunity to split my time between Kenosha, Racine, and Madison, and those are good choices there.
How long does it take you to get there from your house?
Oh, I don't know, about 2 hours. 2 1/4, depending on traffic, and I go the back way because I don't like Milwaukee traffic, so I usually go out 1218 and cut over to I-90 and switch it up sometimes. Sometimes I'll go straight through on 1218 just to, you know, something different. You get bored going the same way all the time.
Have you noticed, Senator, that our roads need some work?
Yes. Boy, I hear that from our constituents, too, and you know, it's kind of shameful. We were in the top five in the country in the best roads, and under this administration, we're now third from the bottom. And so it shows, like anything else, you have to continue your investments in upkeep. Otherwise, bad things happen to your roads. And boy, do I hear from that from constituents out there.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, at this time, if you believe the politicians, and I'm in a minority party, there is a mini revolt. John Nygren, who's a powerful Republican, co-chair of Joint Finance, and I served on Joint Finance a few years ago, has said we have to do something to fix the roads, and the governor's digging in his heels. He doesn't want to raise any taxes to fix the roads, and so it's early yet. It's still August, but there's the potential for a disagreement there when we get into the budget in 2017.
I think there might be gaining bipartisan support for this. I had Speaker Robin Voss on the other day.
Yes.
And I asked him, because he went to the Cleveland Convention for the GOP, and he traveled from here to Illinois, then to Indiana, and then to Ohio. And I asked him how the roads were compared to here in Wisconsin, and he said much better. And he said that he wishes that he'd be able to have taken that trip with Governor Walker. So there's some good indication that there might be some bipartisan movement on that issue. I know that the residents of the great Badger State would really appreciate that. This other issue that you're proposing legislation for, that could have bipartisan support too. So tell the beautiful humans how you stumbled upon this issue that the insurance companies were not actually paying death benefits out to the beneficiaries.
Well, I happened to be listening to 60 Minutes one night, and they I don't know, three months ago, and I was amazed. They did an investigation looking around the country and found out that 25 of the country's largest life insurance companies had recently quietly settled with individual states and unpaid beneficiaries for $7.5 billion. Now, why did they settle? Because they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, meaning that they were not paying off on life insurance policies. And 35 other life insurance companies are under investigation for failure to pay out benefits. And, you know, this is just shameful. I can't think of another word. You may have, you know, it's bad enough when you have a death in the family. And maybe one spouse took care of all of the financial affairs. The other one wasn't interested or unaware of what happened. And how the insurance companies were ripping people off. They were insisting that you had to file a claim to get the money and bring in a death certificate. When they looked in the files, and they knew fully well that these insurance companies knew that the person had died. So they were putting the burden on the family who may not have known about the insurance policy, and if they did not respond, they were pocketing the money, and it was pure profit. In other cases, they were using accumulated money in the account to pay premiums, even though they know the person had died, so running, milking down the account, and then taking the rest of the money. Shameful. And on the report, certainly Kevin McCarthy, who's the Florida Insurance Commissioner, helped on the investigation, and other people. So hats off to 60 Minutes, and I'm therefore following up with legislation requiring the life insurance life insurance companies to provide to check with something called Social Security's Death Master File. Now, this was set up to stop fraud and abuse with Social Security, meaning where someone had died and the other people in the family were keeping to collect the checks. So there is this Death Master File. The insurance companies would have to check it semi-annually to determine whether a policyholder or annuitant, we're talking about annuity policies too, has died, then take reasonable steps to contact the beneficiary and pay out the benefits. If the insurer cannot locate the beneficiaries and no one files a claim within 5 years, money must be turned over to state treasurer, who will continue attempting to locate beneficiaries. So, you know, the shameful thing about this is a contract that people enter into with an insurance company. They fulfill their part. They pay their premiums over the years. And then when it comes time for payout, the insurance company finds a technicality so that they can keep the money for their profits. And so we want to, I'm actually going to call in the next week the insurance commissioner's office in the state of Wisconsin, ask them what they are doing to address this problem, because that's their role, supposedly, to be protecting consumers in the state of Wisconsin. But in the meantime, I will be introducing this legislation to protect the consumer. I might add, in other states, veterans groups and senior citizens groups are big advocates for this type of legislation.
I am shocked and dismayed that the insurance companies would try to be bilking their customers.
At the same time, you hear government is bad, let private enterprise take over things, and this is a classic argument where you need strong regulation for private enterprise to keep them from stealing money.
But the good thing, as an independent and libertarian-leaning person as I am, it's being done at the state level where it needs to happen. Because obviously there's different laws, there's different rules in each state, so each state is taking care of this. There are other states that are already dealing with this, aren't there?
Right, and you have to be careful, too, because I've been around long enough to know that insurance companies pay out. It's election season, and they pay out a lot of money to politicians, and politicians need money for campaigns to run for office. So they have tremendous influence out there. And so hopefully we can get this legislation passed, get people angry enough to call the insurance commissioner, push for legislation so that they get what is due to them. And I've been around long enough, 20 years in the legislature, where legislation like this quietly gets killed, and then the insurance companies can continue the same practice. I hope that doesn't happen this time, but I've seen it in the past.
You might not be getting any campaign donations from the insurance companies anytime soon.
Well, you got to do the right thing for the I was elected by the people, and you got to fight for the underdog and the consumer. And like I said, I would not have known about this if I had not been watching 60 Minutes one night, and they did a thorough investigation, and they showed some of the poor people had been ripped off. And to the credit of the people like the Florida Insurance Commissioner and other states, they've stood up and fought this, and now it's time for us to fight it here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, and it points out the important role that the press plays in our democracy
exactly.
as well.
Yeah, and see, this is very important because 60 Minutes did the investigation. Newspapers are shrinking before our eyes now, and they have less money to do investigations into this type of thing. So, boy, when you get an investigation, you get the facts out there, it's just, my duty as a public servant to follow up for consumers in the state of Wisconsin.
He is the public service known as the state senator Bob Wirch from the mighty 22nd District. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation for a Wednesday morning. So this legislation definitely has the potential to get support across the aisle.
Yes, I had a call from a conservative or Republican who we disagree on other issues, and he called my office and said that he wanted to co-sponsor it. And I just got the message late today, and I'm going to call him back and say, hey, we'd love to have your support.
Who was that?
Representative Jax, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, north of Green Bay, I think is his district. And so I hope we get more people that cross party lines back this common sense legislation.
When was the last time that you co-sponsored a bill that was had bipartisan support?
Oh, it happens every once in a while. Not as often as you would like. Usually there are patterns. They're all Democrats on a bill or all Republicans on a bill. Those are kind of partisan bills. But hopefully something like this, taking care of our citizens and consumers, will get both sides of the aisle.
Well, it's obviously a very serious issue. As you said, when people pass away, that's hard enough. But to not be able to collect on a death benefit after you've been paying the insurance premium all those years, it's really scandalous.
And then people, now figure it this way, people that are just barely getting by, there's the emotional shock of death, and usually they get a big bill for a funeral and all the expenses that go with that, and then not to have that death benefit there to help them take care of the loss of income from the person that died or to pay for the burial is just shocking.
Well, thanks for doing this, and thanks for joining us. And people will be able to support this bill. I'm sure that'll be in the news quite frequently. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
There he goes, State Senator Bob Wirch from the mighty 22nd District. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN, filling in for Mike Clemens, who is covering the Packers training camp. And then Mike MC Hammer Clemens is on his way to Ohio. He'll get to see how much better their roads are as he goes to Canton to cover Brett Favre's induction into the NFL Hall of Fame and the Packers game on Sunday night for the Hall of Fame game in Canton against the Indianapolis Colts.
Zach Davies pitching 5 2/3 innings during his 9th win of the season, 3-2, over the San Diego Padres at Petco Park.